One of the words used most often, 2025, was definitely iconic. And in this episode, we're talking about why most brands will never be iconic, even when they say so, and why that's a choice. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to. And to write the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. So what does iconic actually mean? For me, iconic is being remembered, being recognized, having a brand that lives rent-free in people's mind, where they think about this brand even when they are offline, when they don't see anything from that brand for days, weeks, or even months, and it's still on their mind. This is what being iconic truly means. This is what it means to truly have influence. And to create this iconic status, we have to talk about three things that people, especially people who think they build an iconic brand, still do, which makes them a standard coaching industry brand that fights for its place on the marketplace. And the first thing we have to cover, they are all equal in the importance of them, but the first thing we have to talk about, which I see so often underestimated, is that most people think too much inside the industry instead of analyzing what works for other industries. Maybe you're already in a state or in a place or in a season in your business where you realize and understand that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. When I personally started my coaching business back in 2019, I was at the place of like this rebellious state of mind where I wanted to do everything different than anyone else, because I was like, okay, I want to do something unique. I want to find my unique spice. I want to find something that is just me. And this was a state in which I stayed for like 3 or 4 years, where I reinvented myself, my brand, my company, my marketing, my sales, my messaging, like every 2 weeks or 2 months. And I truly believe, I'm pretty sure about that you've been there, that you have done that, that you were in that season of your business where you have been like, not against everything, but in a state of, I want to do something so unique the world hasn't seen before. And I'm also pretty sure that you left that season behind, because what you and I realized is that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You do things that work. You analyze the market and you see things that work. You see a certain, not trend, but a certain format of offers. You see certain hooks. You see certain things that work in a certain season of business, and you choose to do these things and use them and utilize them and then make it yours in a way that only you can do it. But the problem is with most people that understood that do something that works, that have built a business based on things that has proven to work, is that they look too much inside the industry instead of leaving the coaching industry behind, because you don't want to build something inside the coaching industry. You don't want to be another coach that talks about this topic. You don't want to be another coach that talks about, or not talks about, but creates content in a certain way. You don't want to be someone where people say, oh, she's doing it like XYZ. You want to be the one who does things first, not in reinventing the wheel over and over again, but in doing things for the first time inside your industry, because this is the only way how people truly remember your name, your brand's name, who you are, what you stand for, not when you do what everyone else is doing, and I know you don't want to do that, but also not in doing things that people don't understand, but by utilizing things that work for other industries that you bring inside your industry as the first one, and therefore get so much attention on the one hand, and also be the one who is remembered for doing this for the first time, which is such a great thing, because this is where true iconicness lives. If you would take my phone and have a glance on my Instagram feed, you wouldn't see things from inside the coaching industry. I don't consume content that lives inside the coaching industry. Of course, I follow my clients. I follow people I want to work with. I also follow people which I appreciate and which content I adore. But when it comes to my feed, the things that I see on accident, quote unquote, so I can't like control that I want to consume it now because the algorithm just froze it at me. There, I only see things that inspire me and that live outside the coaching industry. Why? Because my creativity is nurtured by things outside the industry. My ideas spark when I see luxury brands, when I see real estate things, when I see cosmetic campaigns from cosmetic companies, cosmetic brands. My creativity is nurtured by things that are new, that are not the things I create. I follow brands, or I see things from movies. I followed the Wicked campaign from the beginning to the end, or still today, because what they created there, it's so good. We can learn so much about that for the coaching industry. I also created an Instagram post. You can have a look at that on my Instagram account, where I analyzed what Wicked did in preparation for the movie launch, that was just genius and is something we should definitely do in the coaching industry. So as long as you still get all your inspiration from inside the industry, you're still playing the game of someone else. And to build a truly iconic brand, you have to play outside that field, create your own field, and utilize and leverage the things that work for other industry and make it your own. The second part we have to talk about inside this episode is that so many women say they make big moves, but in fact, they still play safe AF. And this is not that I say that you don't make big moves. I know you do. The way you invest, the way you create things, the way you lead your clients, the way you make decisions, not only investment decisions, but also decisions in a way of ending contracts with draining clients, in a way of letting team members go when it's not a perfect fit, in the way you onboard new team members, in the way you attend live events, what you or the rooms you put yourself into, in the way you travel, in the way you lead yourself on a day-to-day basis. But I'm 100% sure that I don't see, when I go to your Instagram, when I have a glance on your offer suite, when I have a glance on your messaging, when I listen to your podcast, I don't see more than 50% of the things you're actually doing. Because you do these things, but you don't talk about it. You have these great wins, but you only talk about the most recent ones. You have these big wins, but you only talk about the biggest one of them, because every single win or achievement that is a little smaller than the one you talked about before feels too small to now talk about it again. You have great clients' results, but you talk about them, about each of them, once. Because one was maybe 4 weeks ago, and now you can't talk about it anymore. That's bullshit. That's the biggest bullshit you can tell yourself. And then also that you normalize things you do way, way, way too fast. That you are doing these big things that in the moment you made that decision, we're like, oh no, my whole nervous system is like on alarm, but okay, you know, 2 days later, it's just normal, and now it wouldn't feel good to talk about it a third time or a fourth time, because right now, like now, it's normal. You are not normal. Your moves are not normal. The things you achieved are not normal. And it's not enough to just make those big moves. You have to talk about it. And what do I mean when I say that you make these big moves, but in fact you still play safe? I mean that you don't talk about them because you try to protect yourself. You try to protect yourself from attacks. You try to protect yourself from maybe comments, maybe DMs you don't want to have. You protect yourself from your own thoughts. Because especially when it comes to celebrating your own wins and not sharing things because they are not quote-unquote big enough, because they are a little smaller than the things you shared before, you protect yourself from the thought what people might think when they see this smaller win. What they might think if they see that your current super high cash month is a little lower than the last one you were talking about. And you don't want to have that feeling of shame. You don't celebrate your wins loud and often enough because you're secretly ashamed that they are not big enough. That the big moves you make are something that everyone else is doing and are not worth talking about, are not worth celebrating, are not worth being put on the market. But in fact, these are the things that would make people turn their head. Because the way you decide, the way you see the world, the way you lead yourself and your business, even though it's normal for you, it's not normal at all. And to create a true iconic brand, people need to know, and you have to tell them so that they know how you see the world, how you lead yourself, how you make decisions. They want to see your perspective on their business. And when we already talked about being too much inside the industry, we have to talk about another thing that is so, so, so important, because you don't only think too much inside the industry, you also keep stuck inside the industry standards. Just because everyone else is doing something doesn't mean that it is quote unquote right or even the best thing you can do. It's not a best practice just because many people are doing it. And the moment you leave the industry standards when it comes to content, to messaging, to visibility, is the moment you start to create something truly iconic. When you don't think in content anymore, when you stop thinking in content and start spreading a real message, when you stop being stuck in messaging, in the thoughts of, oh, I need to switch these words, oh, my messaging has to upgrade, I need to upgrade the messaging for my mastermind. When you stop getting stuck in the thought that messaging is always the answer for everything and start creating an identity around your brand, making your ideal client the hero of your brand story, so that especially high-level clients want to identify with your brand because they see their future self, their future version inside your brand. Messaging is not the answer anymore. You don't have to go so much in the details of every single word, but you have to go more into the details of how your brand, of how people feel when they have contact with your brand for the first time, how they feel when they consider buying, how they feel the 10 seconds after they bought, how they feel when they are inside your paid world, and how they want to talk about your brand. This is what it truly is about. Not nailing messaging to a degree which is like excellence level. It's great to have that. Good messaging is the bare minimum. Excellent messaging is, of course, excellent. But excellent messaging without creating a brand people want to identify with, you leave money on the table. Not just a little bit, but thousands of thousands every single week. The same when it comes to visibility. You don't want to be visible, to just be visible. And I know that you know that. But at the same time, you keep stuck inside that, in the metrics, in the numbers, in the reach so easily. While it never was about visibility, it always was about presence. What people think about you when they don't see your content. If they think about you, your brand, your brand's word, when they don't see your content in that moment. How present you are inside their heads. Did you create a brand's world where people have the chance to think about it when they are on the street, when they go shopping, when they are in their favorite cafe, when they watch a movie? Did you include elements inside your brand that make people think about it even when they are offline? This is what you want. You want to live rent-free in people's heads, not on their Instagram feed. And two questions you can ask yourself based on this episode, because I don't want to leave you this episode with inspiration, with, oh, this sounds great, but I want to truly build that iconic brand. And two questions you can answer from that. And grab a pen if you don't have already. Question number one, where are you still trying to be accepted instead of being remembered? Question number two, what would your brand look like if it wasn't asking for permission? And for each of these questions, I'm going to record an episode in the upcoming weeks. And behind each of these questions lies so much wisdom, so much things you could and need to think about that I'm gonna record another episode for these questions, for each of these questions. Because when you answer these questions in the right way, then building an iconic brand is nothing that happens or not. It's a decision. Iconic brands don't start with content. They start with a decision. And most people never make it. And I know you are not most people.